Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, today on Wednesday, we got some leftovers in the water out there, and it's kind of depending on your spot if it's any good or not. Some locations that are a little deeper are coming in about shin to knee high, and the better spots are seeing a couple lucky thigh high waves. Now, I'm watching up in Jacksonville, and we're a little bigger up that way. But this is all coming in from the east at about 8 seconds, and it looks like we're going to have light offshore winds for the morning, and those are going to turn onshore for this afternoon. Now, like I said, Jacksonville's looking really fun this morning. Looks like Jetty Park there in the Cape, that was looking pretty decent too. So, you know, it's more of a longer board kind of day, but still fun out there. So check the cams for those spots that do a little better with a smaller wave. Tomorrow on Thursday, now we're going to be down a notch. We're going to be mostly shin to knee high, you know, and that's knee high in the lucky better spots. It's 7 to 8 seconds from the east. North Florida again, you're probably going to see a little bigger size because you're kind of on the better spot of this swell. Now looking ahead, we're going to be mostly shin to knee high for the rest of the week and through the weekend. It's still coming in at 7 to 8 seconds, and we might still see a couple lucky bigger sets mixed in there. So you got to kind of keep an eye on the cams, and I'm going to keep an eye on the buoys and stuff so I can give you a little heads up if I see any little sneak or swells coming in. But as always, I'll be back on Friday to let you guys know if any of this changes. And until then, like I said, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know it's going to your favorite spot. Heading down to Fort Pierce tomorrow to see what's up with that one. I think it might have been lightning. They had lightning in the area when it went offline. So probably got a fried camera down there. But like I said, checking that out tomorrow. And hey, everybody, have a great rest of your day. And thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.